Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is coming from one of our listeners, Nate. Hi, Nate. Hope you're doing well, and I just got your review, and it looks so cool. I hear that you love soccer, robots, and dinosaurs. Are you ready for an adventure with those three things? Me too. Let's go. One day, a long time ago, there was a boy named Nate. Nate loved to play soccer, and he was a very good soccer player. He scored so many goals and was the best player on his team. One day at practice, there was a bag of balls that their team was using to practice, and it was a new bag with all new balls, and he was really excited to start playing with them. And so he reached into the bag and picked up one that felt a little heavy. It felt different, but he was really excited. And anyway, he grabbed the ball and started dribbling and kicking it around with his feet and did some really cool moves. Pacha, pacha, choo, pacha. He was so fast and he was really good at playing soccer. And then all of a sudden, the ball, it started to roll by itself. He couldn't believe it. He had never seen anything like it before. Even if his foot didn't kick the ball would bounce and move and jump around back and forth. It was crazy. And then it started to open up. Oh my gosh, it was crazy. The ball, like, it looked like it was a creature that had curled into a ball and was starting to open up, and it was a robot, a real robot. And Nate said, what in the world are you doing? And the robot said,
hello, my name is Soccerbot. What is your name?
Nate couldn't believe it. He said, my name's Nate. Nice to meet you. What are you doing and why are you in my soccer practice? And the robot said,
well, you see, there's a problem and I need your help. Come with me.
And Nate said, what's the problem? The robot said,
well, you see, there are some dinosaurs that need your help.
Nate was so excited. He loved dinosaurs. And so he really wanted to help. And so he said, okay, what do we do? And the robot said,
all right, you see this here?
Oh my gosh. The robot made a hole in the ground that was glowing purple. And it had all these lights and like glitter and sparkles. It was crazy. And the robot said, let's go. And all of a sudden, Nate and the robot fell into this giant purple sparkly hole in the ground. Whoa! Nate and the robot came crashing down through a portal. It was a real portal that transported him into dinosaur times. Dun, dun, dun! And pretty soon, ow! Nate said, what in the, where are we?
We are in dinosaur times,
the robot said. Nate looked around and sure enough, everything looked different. His soccer field was gone. All the other people were gone. What in the... And he turned around and, oh my gosh, there was a giant brontosaurus. Those are humongous. Oh my gosh. Am I dreaming? Nate said. This has to be a dream. And the robot said,
no, this is not a dream. You are in dinosaur time. There's a dinosaur that needs your help. Come with me.
and Nate followed the robot all the way down a trail, past a lava volcano, and underneath giant snakes. They finally made it to where the dinosaur needed help, and oh my gosh, he was sinking in quick mud. Quick mud is the worst kind of mud in the world. If you get stuck, it's almost impossible to get out, and this dinosaur was definitely stuck. Oh my gosh, what are we gonna do? Nate said. The robot said,
"Well, you see, I'm not big enough to help the dinosaur, but Nate, you are definitely big enough."
Nate had an idea. What if we grab some branches and throw it over to the dinosaur, and he'll grab on with his mouth, and we can pull him out? Do you think that'll work?
Beep, 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 beep. My calculations say, yes, it will work.
Great. And Nate ran over and found a whole bunch of branches. They were ginormous. And he pulled them over and threw them onto the sinking mud, just in reach of the dinosaur. And the dinosaur looked over. His eyes got so big and his mouth made a big dinosaur smile. Have you ever seen a dinosaur smile?
Me neither. It's a very big smile.
And so soon enough, the dinosaur grabbed onto the branch and Nate pulled and heaved and hoed and pulled and pulled and finally got the dinosaur out. Hooray! Nate, you did it. You saved the dinosaur. The robot said,
Nate, we're forever thankful for you. Now, we gotta get you home.
And Nate said, how do we get home? This is very far away from my soccer practice. And the robot said,
beep, 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 beep. We have a problem.
What's the problem? Nate said.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm lost. The robot said, you're lost. You can't be lost. We gotta get back now. My mom and dad are gonna be freaked out if I'm gone too long. And the robot said,
well, we have got to get back to where we came from. Do you remember how we got here?
And Nate said, yes, it's definitely, oh no. He couldn't remember. Let's go this way. And they started running, and that wasn't right. And then, oh my gosh, up on a hill, there was a giant T-Rex. Don't move. Oh my gosh, what do we do?
Don't move a muscle,
the robot said. We gotta get out of here. Oh no, he sees us. We gotta run! Run! And Nate and the robot took off running as fast as they could. There it is, there it is. There's the portal. Jump, jump. Nate and the robot jumped in the portal just in time. They were both screaming as loud as they could, and then all of a sudden, with a thud, poof, Nate and the robot landed in the middle of the soccer field, right in the middle of the game. Oh my gosh, I gotta start playing. Bye, robot. I'll see you later. I'm glad I could help.
Thanks for helping the dinosaurs. We're forever grateful, Nate. We love you. Thank you. Bye.
And the robot then disappeared, never to be seen again. Nate the Great was a superhero that day. Not only did he score the game-winning goal of the soccer game, but he also saved the dinosaur. The end.